I'll be there.
It's about how little we trust technology.
I don't trust this shit at all. I don't like it.
It is a precarious arrangement for those of you who ever watch us, as opposed to just listen to us, you know, on Facebook or YouTube or whatever you watch. If only you knew what was behind it. Actually, it's probably better you don't know what's behind the scenes.
I swear to God, I don't trust, not even technology on the technological sense, but I don't trust anything with a fucking button on it.
Yeah.
Like, even when I turn on, when I'm doing the cooking and all at home, I turn on the stove and I have to put my hand on it till it gets hot. I stand there though, right? I'm not moving now till I feel heat coming in. Right, there's the house. Whoa, fucking hell. Okay, now.
Are you what?
Oh, I don't believe heat's going to come unless my hand is on it. I turn on the cooker and I turn on the knob to 5 and I put my hand on it until I feel the heat coming in. I go, there's the heat now.
Oh my god.
And if the oven, put my hand on the oven, on the glass of it, until I feel that. Go, yeah, there's something coming through there, yeah. That's working. I do that, yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Radiators up top and bottom, like that. Top, it's in the top, yeah. Bottom, it's in the bottom, yeah. Okay, it's working.
That's incredible. Oh, you'd be amazing. Jesus. You do realise, though, the potential dangers inherent in that sort of behaviour.
Well, yeah.
Like, I mean, if somebody said to you, check, is there electricity coming out of that? Leave it to me. Into the socket.
Yes, Willie into the socket for safety's sake. You wouldn't want to lose a finger. And make sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
Like, and if somebody says, if your ma turned around and said to you, right, I've turned that oven on for you so it'll get hot for you when you want to put your stuff in, would you walk over to just check and just stick your hand in the oven?
Well, I just put my hand in the glass. I put me jumper over and put it on the.
Oh my God, you really are a doubting Thomas.
Oh, I'm a bastard. I don't believe anything. Yeah, yeah, I don't believe anything.
That's incredible.
I have no trust in anything.
So you hold your hand on the hob.
On the cooker until I feel the heat coming through. And when I feel the heat coming through, I go, yeah, that'll be hot.
Jeez,
yeah.
Man, I tell you something. I'm actually going to. I agree with you from a couple of weeks back. You desperately need gas.
It's nothing
to do with whether it cooks better or not. You just, at least if you see the feckin' flame, you go, right, at least it's working. Although, to be honest with you, I don't know if that flame's hot enough. Hang on a second, I stick my hand in it.
Oh, yeah. In Dunleary, it was great because I used to turn on the cooker in my old house and the whole thing would go red.
Yeah.
And I was there, right, that's hot now. I know that's hot. And it would just be like, it would be hot like like you turn it on 5 and the heat went, ah! It's like fucking hell. Just yoke, you have to put your hand. Yeah, coming through. It's like a radiator. It's coming through there now. Yeah, a little bit.
Have you got the equivalent of an energy saving light bulb in your thing? I'll get there in the end. You know those energy saving light bulbs that you switch on?
I
know they're better nowadays, but you used to switch them on and it'd be like, yeah, it was like an Owlad. It was kind of like trying to get an Owlad moving. Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, now, you know, I'm waiting for the light.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. I'll get the light going now. I'll reach you now in a second. Fucking hell, you'd be in the dark for 5 minutes waiting for the light to turn on.
And it went through different continental sort of shades. So at first it gave you a green shade, like when it was starting, and it looked like you were all dealing drugs in Mexico in those Mexican movies, you know, where everyone's like, arriba, hola, dame las drogas, hola. And then it would go with kind of a blue weird thing, which was a big horror movie.
Yeah.
And then it would finally give you the white light that you needed.
You were getting sort of mood lighting on the way.
You were getting, yeah, weird mood light. And then some of them would go, now you had that little buzz off something for a while until they warmed up properly.
God, they were mad.
They were mad jokes. Yeah.
So if you're in a hurry to go into a room for some reason, you'd have to switch it on like 5 minutes before you were planning to use it.
Oh, my gaff is fucked anyway. I was lying down in there. I was lying down in the toilet. I was sitting down.
You see, for anybody else, they would have said, oh, PJ, he made a mistake there. But like, no, to be fair, in your case, you lying down in the toilet probably doesn't come as a shock to a lot of people. Yeah.
I was washing my feet by flushing the jacks, lying down in the toilet. No, but I was in the jacks, and then all of a sudden the lights above me just started flickering on. It's like, this would be just like me now to get up. Some poltergeist is going to shove me head. I'll be drowned by a ghost now in the toilet.
That's where you went to.
Yeah.
Your lights flickered. You didn't think, God, that bulb must be on the blink. You thought, this will be a poltergeist who's going to shove me head down the jacks.
Yeah, because it happened. You know, I went back to normal. I was like, there's something funny here. And then later that night, I was in my bedroom. And the same thing started again. The lights going, blah, 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 blah. I was there. There he is now. He's raging. He didn't drown me earlier in the jacks.
He's probably going to try and smother me with a pillow now.
He'll take a sock. He'll stuff a sock in my mouth and I'll die of the smell off my own feet or something. Is what he's got a plan to do now. And it's never flickered or anything again.
Right.
And then I was down. And then yesterday, I was sitting there now in a sore ear. I don't know if that's anything to do with the lights flickering or anything. Maybe. You never know. But I was sitting down in the kitchen and I was with my laptop open, right? And I you know the way you rush your finger around it?
Yeah.
And not the mouse bit, but the other bit. And I could feel electricity coming through my fingers. It's like, brr. You never did that? Brr.
Wow.
And then I did the other finger on the other side. Brr. I feel electricity coming through
Jesus,
my fingers.
Jesus, your house really is fucking, oh my God, man.
I don't know what's going on. And then
or either
the
that
light
or you.
Went off in the charger.
You weren't bitten by a radioactive spider. You're not going through a transformation into some form of superhero. Imagine. Where you're going to have amazing powers.
Imagine what powers would I get? Something like, you know, powers. What, like, literally what powers would I get off the electricity? I get the power, it'd be some shit power, like, the power to look at someone and know if they need a fuse. Or the power to look at someone and know if they have full central heating or not.
Yeah.
It'd be like a domestic superhero. I'd get some shitty powers like that.
Yeah, what a power that'd be. You could walk in and go, I think your radiators need bleeding.
Yeah, the power
to look. How do you know? It's just a superpower
it's just
I have.
One of these things. The power to look at someone and know if they're a vegetarian. I get real, like, you know, get some really shit powers that are completely useless in the real world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's exactly the type of powers I'd end up with.
I can tell by looking at the cupboards need rearranging.
And then they'd be there, how did he end up with that power? Well, believe it or not, he wanted to test the socket and he stuck his willy in it because he didn't want to lose a finger.
Oh
yeah, that's what they'd say.
That's amazing. Yeah. Right, so all these weird sort of spooky things are starting to happen.
All these weird spooky things.
I wonder then, you know the way kind of we've had been, like recently, we were talking about the issue with your ear.
Yeah.
The pain in your ear, right? And it's part of a long list of various ailments, right?
Yeah.
So do you think that maybe there's spectery things are causing them? That like while you're asleep...
Yeah.
Maybe while you're asleep, that poltergeist is giving you a wet willy. And as a result, you've got a cold in your ear.
Imagine I got a ghost haunting me and he was just really immature. Like, imagine, you know the way, there's ghosts and they're angry and they want to kill you or get you to leave the house. And there's some ghosts, they attach themselves to you because they're like the only being they can ever feel like a companionship around. Therefore, they drive everyone else out of your life. You know, they get a proper possessed. And then there's possessed ones who want to steal your body. Imagine I just got some immature one that's like kept farting in the room when I was nearly asleep. Yeah, just as you're about to drop off. I fuck off now. Phantom. And then you're just about to say, and then he'd lick his finger and stick it in your ear. You'd be like, oh, you bastard, yeah.
That'd be
what
amazing.
Are you doing?
If all of your ailments could be traced back to an immature ghost.
Imagine,
So when you went to the doctor and you said that time, actually, do you know something? I slept funny and my arm was cold. If actual fact, if it was a ghost coming into your room and just pulling the covers down so your arm was exposed and you were freezing all the time.
Yeah. I kept doing twirling your wheelie around in circles or something.
And then when you're asleep, you kept whispering in your ear, you need to go for a piss, PJ. You need to go for a piss. There's actually nothing wrong with you. You just, I feel an urge to go
just
for a piss.
Just turning on the taps and all, and I'm hearing them subconsciously. I can't believe this. You know, tying knots in me underpants and all. For fuck's sake now. What am I going to do?
Please let that be the case.
You know, so imagine getting like a psychiatrist in.
A psychic. Or something.
An exorcist. Psychiatrist. In fairness, if you thought, imagine, I'm very... immature ghost haunt me and all. Keeps giving me wet willies and tying knots in my undercrackers. There we go. Actually is.
Forget that medium. You need to go to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. You don't need an exorcism. You need a lot of medication. I know. Yeah. He's after giving me an infection.
I tell you something. That'd be the conversation I want to hear. You talking to a lad saying that you need an exorcism. Yeah.
Imagine
why? I've an immature ghost. What do you mean, an immature ghost? You know what I mean? Like he doesn't fright. He's not going to kill me or anything. Or like he doesn't, you know, spout bile at me or anything. He just keeps sticking his finger in my ear and all. And just making me want to go to the toilet.
Yeah, imagine the exorcism would be amazing because that's when they're at their most furious state.
Yeah.
So the exorcist would be there. Out, say a spirit, leave this house, and you leave, spirit. I command you in the name of Jesus to leave this house, and you. Girl, look me over. Stop that. By the gospel of St. Peter.
Him shouting all this. And your man going, I was only having the crack.
Yeah. Your little one's a stallion. Stop that, spirit.
Ask me how.
Ask me how. And then the dog. Rup. Stop fingering the dog's ass in the middle of an exorcism.
That would be the greatest exorcism ever.
Imagine, yeah.
And getting to the stage where the ghost eventually caved in and went, sorry, I was only having a laugh, like, and all. I was only messing. I was only to get all uptight about it. I was only He's only playing just as bored. Like, I've been dead for years now.
Yeah, I've been dead for like 100 years. I didn't realise he was taking it so personally. Thought we were all friends.
How much better a movie would The Exorcist have been
if it was like
that was the case?
Yeah, the spirit takes your phone and he texts loads of girls you used to go out with now. Yeah. Just to be a bollocks.
Sending them dick pics.
Yeah, and I still love you and all. But you fucking, what you do that for? She's married now.
Yeah, to a boxer.
Yeah, your husband's going to come down and knock the head off me and you'll be there just farting in the background.
Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
That is...
It's a good movie, though. I definitely think it's a good movie.
I'll tell you something, man. You're going to have to write that film.
I think so, yeah.
PJ's House of Horrors. It started out with just... Imagine the ghost is responsible for all of the stuff that are wrong. For turning the heating down and everything and fucking messing with your cooker. Is this thing fucking on?
I lit me electric toothbrush now. There's something wrong with that as well. He probably has that on all day just to run the battery
down.
He's been using
that in the toilet. He's been cleaning the toilet with your electric toothbrush.
He's cleaned the jacks. Now, this would be great now. He'll get his gums and all be gone, all inflamed. We'll have great crack with this. Yeah,
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. For a wee in me whiskey bottles and all. For God's sake! Yeah, it's funny though, isn't it?
That's the one. It's definitely a movie to make.
And maybe there is a ghost that's behind all my housing ailments and all that. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
I still think it's amazing though that literally the light flickering, you didn't go to a kind of say that bulb is on the go out now, or that's a bit, I better get a bulb. You went straight to, I'd say there's a poltergeist looking to stuff my head down the jacks.
I do have a tendency to catastrophize. That is true. I definitely do have a tendency to catastrophize.
Because would you believe in the supernatural now? Do you believe in ghosts and ghouls and spirits and talking to the dead and all that?
Well, I didn't until I was having a shite and the lights started to turn themselves on and off. I mean, that's pretty much evidence. I mean, that's proof, right? You know what I mean? What else could it have possibly been?
You woke up and Casper was there with a wet finger sticking it in your ear.
Casper was there. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
In a puff of smoke, he was gone. So I would have said no, but like, I mean, obviously with the interference that's going on in my life at the moment, you'd have to say... It feels like there's a greater force. I wasn't sure
because you know the way you're I'm not sure which side of the fence you're on when it comes to say like alien stuff.
You know
what I mean? Because I mean you do have that thing that you've stood by a lot of years, that ball of light into your mate's head.
That was true, man.
There you go.
I swear to God.
So you know what I mean? For all I know, like there could be. I don't know which side of the fence you come down on, be it the supernatural or the alien or the...
See, I do
I mean, if it's an alien, that'd be even better again.
Imagine it was an alien. A little E.T. yoke. He's down just fairly lonely.
Because he'd be able to stick his finger in your ear from the wardrobe.
Yeah, he'd be like that.
Huge big finger. And you'd never catch him.
And it'd be like when you put a torch in your mouth. My cheeks would be lighting up and be sleeping all. You know what I mean? You do that. If you do it, that's just for the crack, sticking his finger in your mouth to close me, in your head glowing.
Using you like a lantern when you see it, sticking his finger up your hole.
Yeah,
like your whole body would light up like one of those luminous snowmen at Christmas.
Yeah, lights coming out my ears and everything. They go, it's probably going to give him an ear infection, but fuck me, that's funny. I'll have to get a picture of this and send it home.
Yeah.
This is gas.
I tell you, I wish Elliot was here. He'd fucking love this.
He'd love this. Yeah, he's in his 40s now as well. He'd think this is great crack. Imagine.
Oh my God.
Imagine that was what it was. All these alien abductions. They weren't, all these experiments and they were probings and all, they keep saying. And they took these tests and samples. Imagine that's not what it was. They were just having the crack. Yeah. They go, have you ever gotten one of them humans and you shove your finger up his arse and light comes out his nose? Have you seen that? It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Yes, that's not true. It fucking is. Come on, we go and get one.
Yeah.
We get the one I get. I've got this lad a load of times. He's gas crack. Wait till you see this fella.
Yeah. Now he's in bits at this stage because in fairness, I've been at him a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a chip and all in the back of his neck. He thinks it's an ear infection. We'll get him. And they keep coming in and doing it.
You see, because that's the thing. Nobody ever, like, you know the way people are always, you think ghosts and spirits and all that sort of stuff and it's fearful. Or you think aliens, you think if aliens come, they're going to take over the planet.
They're going to
they're going to be our I was going to say warlords. What's the word? Overlords. That's the one. They're going to be our overlords. But what happens if, like, you know, if there is ghosts and spirits and all that, and if there is aliens and all that sort of stuff, what happens if they're just people who are just mad into the crack?
They're
buzzing around trying to have a bit of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you messing with a load of, I don't know, earwigs.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you forget, just because they're dead or from another planet doesn't mean they don't have a sense of humour. You know, maybe that's all correct. It is. They just have a sense of humour, you know. Yeah. And this is their way of doing it, is coming down and saying, have you seen them things, people? Have you ever messed around with them? They're very funny yokes. They don't know what's going on. There's this one fella, I go in and I scratch his arse and then I make him sniff his bum. I wiggle me the finger under his bum and then he wakes up and he sees me waving his finger and he's like, ah, the smell of shite off the alien. He thinks it's off me. Ah, it's the funniest thing I've ever done.
Maybe that's
what they do, you know, and then they go back.
What's wrong with an old friendly alien?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then maybe goes back. And then maybe all the other aliens there, Fred, stop that now. Leave them alone now.
You've been...
You're after being in there now with Jim 3 nights a week. We know what it's like when his face lights up. Leave him alone, the fuck. Jeez, he hasn't had a night's sleep in ages.
Imagine if that's the reason I'm tired.
An alien keeps messing with you or something.
Yeah, it keeps shaking me away. In the middle of the night and I'm getting up exhausted.
And you're getting up exhausted going, Jesus Christ, I don't know what's wrong with me. Because the aliens keep wiping your memory and all. And then you come in and deal with me. I mean, that's worse than dealing with an alien. I'm in here telling you about all my ghosts.
It's bad enough when you come in with your wet finger and stick it in my ear. Get off, will you?
Yeah.
You're 45, for Jesus' sake. Going, sit down.
I know, like, Jesus, Jim, if you don't like that from me, you're really going to hate it when the fucking alien gets to your house.
Oh, man, that is the movie we're going to make that.
I'm going to make that movie.
We're going to make that movie.
Yeah, immature aliens. immature aliens and the friendly ghost. I mean, I can't see what... Who wouldn't want to make that blockbuster?